Words of counsel. It is in the order of God that the physical as well as the mental power shall be trained, but the character of the physical exercise taken should be in complete harmony with the lessons given by Christ to his disciples. Those lessons should be exemplified in the lives of Christians so that in all the education and self-training of teachers and students the heavenly agencies may not record of them that they are lovers of pleasures. This is the record now being made of a large number, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Thus Satan and his angels are laying their snares for souls. They are working upon the minds of teachers and students to induce them to engage in exercises and amusements which become intensely absorbing, and which are of a character to strengthen the lower passions and to create appetites and passions that will counteract the operations of the Spirit of God upon human hearts. All the teachers in a school need exercise, a change of employment. God has pointed out what this should be: useful, practical work. But many have turned away from God's plan to follow human inventions to the detriment of spiritual life. Amusements are doing more to counteract the working of the Holy Spirit than anything else, and the Lord is grieved. Those teachers who have not a progressive religious experience, who are not learning daily lessons in the school of Christ, that they may be examples to the flock, but who accept their wages as the main consideration, are not fit for the solemn position they occupy. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, the word of God declares, and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. These words are spoken to the teachers in all our schools, which are established, as God designed they should be, after the example of the schools of the prophets, to impart knowledge of a high order, not mingling dross with the silver. But false ideas and unsound practices are leavening that which should ever be kept pure, institutions in which the love and fear of God should ever be first. Let the teachers learn daily lessons in the school of Christ. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, he says, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. There is altogether too little of Christ and too much of self. But those who are under the dictation of the Spirit of God, under the rule of Christ, will be ensamples to the flock. When the chief shepherd shall appear, these will receive the crown of life that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. All self-uplifting works out the natural result, making character of which God cannot approve. Work and teach, work in Christ's lines, and then you will never work in your own weak ability, but will have the cooperation of the divine. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He is on the playground, watching your amusements, and catching every soul whom he finds off guard, sowing his seeds in human hearts, and gaining control of human minds. He is present in every exercise in the schoolroom. Those students who allow their minds to be deeply excited over games are not in the best condition to receive the instruction, the counsel, the reproof, most essential for them. Physical exercise was marked out by the God of wisdom. Some hours each day should be devoted to useful education and lines of work that will help the students in learning the duties of practical life, which are essential for all our youth. There is need of everyone in every school and in every other institution being, as was Daniel, in such close connection with the source of all wisdom that he will be enabled to reach the highest standard in every line. The love and fear of God was before Daniel, and conscious of his amenability to God, he trained all his powers to respond as far as possible to the loving care of the great teacher. The four Hebrew children would not allow selfish motives and love of amusements to occupy the golden moments of life. they worked with willing heart and ready mind. This is no higher standard than every Christian youth may reach. Our workers, ministers, teachers, physicians, directors, all need to remember that they are pledged to cooperate with Christ, to obey His directions, to follow His guidance. Every hour they are to ask and receive power from on high. They are to cherish a constant sense of the Savior's love, of His efficiency, His watchfulness, His tenderness. They are to look to Him as the shepherd and bishop of their souls. Then they will have the sympathy and support of the heavenly angels. Christ will be their joy and crown of rejoicing. Their hearts will be controlled by the Holy Spirit, and they will have a knowledge of the truth which merely nominal believers can never gain. We do not half comprehend the significance of the Savior's lessons. We do not realize how much they mean to the beings He has created. He loves the human race. Do you ask how much? I point you to Calvary. But earthly cares and earthly interests hide from our view the things of heavenly origin, so that their importance is not understood. If ministers and teachers had a deeper sense of their spiritual need, they would enter upon their work filled with the realization of the sacredness of their trust, and a higher life would circulate through our churches and institutions.